Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
One of my life's philosophies is that don't be afraid to make a mistake. You gotta play free. We gotta play without fear of failure.
Well, they still need to clear. It's turned over. Here's a pass in front. Big save by Lukanen, reaching back again as he was headed the other way.
To the Islander line, right circle. Norris slows it down, scores! Oh, he makes it look so easy. In across the Ottawa line. For Byram, one. Tyra scores! Bo Byram, overtime winner. Christmas Saberhood, Buffalo continues their winning ways as the streak marches on.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Derek and Zach. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Give it to him.
Good morning, everybody.
You are freaking right. Merry Christmas, you filthy animals. Woo!
7 in a row. And it has been a fun time, really, the whole way. It has been a good time.
I am geeked up right now, as you can clearly tell. This is the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. No, you're on crazy pills. This is just normal Derek Kramer, and that's Zach Jones. 7 in a row.
18-14-4, the Buffalo Sabres do now sit. The number is really 2 or 3, depending on where you want in terms of the points. And now heading into the Christmas break, they've made up for the poorer start they had to this season. And they've caught up to a lot of the teams that they can start passing. They've only really passed, I think, what, one or two teams in this run?
They've passed three teams in this run officially. Okay. Letting Ottawa get away with a point kind of was annoying because now they're still ahead of you. But
sure, right.
The Buffalo Sabres, literally, and that word gets thrown out pretty fast and loose these days, right? Literally are the hottest team in the National Hockey League.
Is it outside of Colorado they had the longest win streak?
No.
No, they have the longest win streak. Colorado's behind
them. I said literally.
Yeah, Colorado's behind them.
And it is fascinating, though, that even though they didn't really move up a lot, people are still feeling good about it. Why? Because it's 7 in a row. You have created a situation where, yeah, you still got to pass some teams, but now all you got to do is stack 3 wins together or make sure you're playing consistently enough, winning 4 out of 6, like in future stretches. It turns the Dallas game at the end of 2025 into, okay, I'm not worried if you lose that game.
Right, it's not the end-all be-all. It's not a disaster. So where they sit now, they're 1 point behind Ottawa, New Jersey, and Boston. They're 2 points behind the Rangers and Florida. Florida sits in that last wild card spot. And then they are now 3 points behind Tampa Bay, who sits as the third team in the Atlantic. So they've caught everybody. Now you're in play with everyone. Now it's no longer, because Paul talks about this a lot, where it's you've got to jump all these teams. You can go on runs, but are you going to be able to jump all these teams? They've caught all of them. They are now within play at the end of the year. This is not something where we've only got four games left to play. No, you're going to have half the season now. You just hope this isn't just a – and I threw it up on Twitter, 803-0550, if you want to jump and give your thoughts. You just hope this is not a mirage, because I we're all having good feelings, but the other win streak that people think about is that 10-game win streak in 18 and 19, right? And where they were at that point, that was in November, not December. But at the end of that win streak, a 3-2 overtime win over San Jose, the same score as yesterday. The only difference was that game was at home. This one was on the road, and it against Ottawa. They were 17-6-2.
Oh, my God, that's right. So the thing about it is, ultimately, even if they do not make the playoffs, I'm going to appreciate this season because a year ago, Zach, we did this show quite literally on Christmas Eve, and the Buffalo Sabres won a game to snap a 13-game losing streak.
Christmas miracle.
And now here we are 1 year later to the day, making another crazy Sabres open. But the energy's far more different. It also tells you the hole that they dug themselves in the beginning of the season.
Oh, yeah.
That they've only passed three teams, and they're still not in a playoff spot, despite being the hottest team in the National Hockey League. Typically, win streaks vault you up the standings. This is not that. They dug themselves a hole. This is how the general manager gets let go. It's because they had such a hole to dig out of. To win seven in a row and only go up one spot in your entire division tells you the work that they've had to do. But something that Paul has said with us a couple times over the years now, Zach, is do you trust this team to win five, six, seven in a row? Well, now they've done it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the longest win streak since that 10-gamer in 2018. And it is also an opportunity to continue to feed. Try to keep winning these games. By God, get some get back against Boston this year, please.
That'd be nice.
If you can't do that in the midst of being the most confident that you could play as a hockey team, winning seven in a row, then just I'm kicking the next Bostonian in the shin. No, I'm not. But that would be my feelings at that point. Because, like, obviously the Patriots, they have Drake May, and the Bruins would sweep the Sabres, I think, within the first two, three months of the season. But, yeah, if you can't – oh, there's another game all the way in March. But, yeah, if you lose three times to Boston to start this year, please don't. Like, let's not.
Right, but you even talk about Boston. I mean, their biggest problem they're running into now, actually, is just games in hand.
Mm-hmm.
Boston has two games on them. The Rangers have three games on them. So, I mean, they've only moved up a little bit here in this win streak, but it's mainly due to the fact that they've played less games than a lot of Eastern Conference teams.
They've played as many games as a lot of teams in their division.
Yes.
Only Montreal and Boston.
It's overall the Eastern Conference. I will say, though, and it's not that I want to necessarily get negative. I do want to bring this up because someone brought up to my attention last night on Twitter, and it was in the back of my mind, and I was kind of waiting for someone to bring it up. But when you talk about 18-19, this is the longest win streak since then. Not only did that season ultimately collapse in on itself and become a real disaster, culminating in a March where they go 2-12-2, you know, it was a disaster. But really, the signs were there that that win streak was a mirage. They win 10 in a row. Seven of them were overtime or shootout wins. They were very tightly contested games, even the ones that don't ultimately go to overtime. The third game of that streak is a 2-1 win at home against Tampa. They've got a, I'm looking for it, 3-2 win over Minnesota. The only win that is by multiple goals is later in the streak a 5-2 win at home against Philadelphia. Everything about that win streak was just so tightly contested. They were exciting games, don't get me wrong. That was a big part of why we all still appreciate that win streak all these years later, even knowing how it ended. But those were tightly contested games. You do look at this win streak. There are similar signs. It's seven straight, three of them have gone to overtime or shootout, and then it's 3-2 over Vancouver, 3-1 Seattle. Even New Jersey, it's 3-1, but we're all talking about the Krebs empty netter to end it. I think most of us are probably sitting there going, this one's going overtime. They're gonna equalize. It's going to be 2-2, and here we go again. And then, of course, sandwiched in between the New Jersey game, it is the shootout win against the Islanders 3-2 and last night's 3-2 win against Ottawa in overtime. There are some signs there that they are a little bit on a balancing beam. This is why I've talked about how much I appreciate that now Jarmo Kekäläinen is in charge, is because of things like this where we can all get excited. We can have fun with this.
Yes.
They have to sit there and go, no, where are the issues? Where is the problem in this whole thing? You know, we were talking about it off air. Colorado has lost, what, 9 total times this year, 2 of which is in regulation. But realistically, probably internally, they're sitting there going, okay, where are the cracks in the foundation? Where's this going to go? Are we too hot, too fast? Do we need to kind of not start losing games, but really think about, no, we're gonna have to rock the boat here come playoff time, so this is not the best run here. The Sabres are hopefully sitting there going, no, we got into this job for a reason. The foundations were not solid. This is a great run. It makes our job much easier. You hope now that guys like Jarmo Kekäläinen being in the general manager position, guys like Mark Bergevin being in the associate general manager position, can start to convince agents and players of like, no, you can take us off your no trade list. We are in a better spot now than we have been in the last 10 years, 5 years definitely. And you can start to convince players, because you're going to have to. Because right now, I mean, I'm sitting here waiting with bated breath, with anticipation of Jason Zucker being back in the lineup, because the scoring isn't the best right now.
But I will say there is something about this win streak that is kind of piquing my interest. It's who they're beating.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't think about it really because of, you know, sometimes it could be hard for Sabres fans to follow the rest of the NHL because of how historically over the years now, what does it really matter where these other teams are in the standings? They're just going to beat the Sabres.
Mm-hmm.
It starts with Edmonton, Vancouver, and Seattle, a trio of Western Conference teams that are all having their own kind of headaches. Don't look now, though. Edmonton has, and I'll talk more about that later, but Edmonton is tied for the division lead in the Pacific now.
Yeah, they figured it out.
They figured it out, mostly on the back of one player, but still. They beat Philadelphia and New York, the Islanders. Those two teams are in the top three of the Metro. New Jersey is a team that the Sabres have had a problem with over the past few years. The nose and hit on Thompson, but also looking, so that's the one win over the past 2 years before the win streak win, because they lose the two games in Europe to the Devils, mm-hmm. and get outclassed pretty badly in them. They win the game where Tage gets concussed by Nosen on a bad hit and don't respond to it, and it felt like a loss. They lose the game where Thompson drops the gloves with Nosen, does well for himself, and then the Sabres get caved in to a point where they're chanting fire the GM.
Yep.
It is something to, okay, good, now you're figuring it out. You're beating teams that have kind of had your number. And if you can keep going, and here's another one, Boston. They've beaten you twice already to start the year, infuriatingly so. The Bruins are on the heels of when they were like in that stretch of like getting loser points.
Yep.
But also, they were the second loss of the campaign where you dig yourselves into that 0-3 hole to start. You beat them. You get your revenge against St. Louis, maybe. A team that you should have won against. And not only did you not get a point there, you embarrassed yourselves at home. And that was the midst of a 5-game losing streak that put them in the bottom of the league again. Or not the bottom of the East again. And then there's Dallas. A team that is far better than you in terms of roster construction and success in recent histories. Try to get it going. And if you can get some wins against these three teams coming up, it kind of will show. Well, first of all, I might have to figure out something stupid to do for the content machine if they hit 10 in a row. I'm not lying to you. I would be lying to myself if I didn't think about it.
But nice on New Year's Eve. I mean, that's asking a lot. That's still three more.
It's three more away.
But it is still a Boston team who is not what it was a few years ago. You're playing well. That game is also going to be home.
And yet they have your number.
They have your number, but that game's at home. I tweeted out yesterday, and it seems to be a lot of people agree. That's going to be an experience. I will be in attendance for that game. I can't wait. It's a night game as well. You get a bad St. Louis team. And maybe to me, the thing I'm happiest about with this win streak, even if I think there are some foundational cracks here where I'm like, okay, let's not overly do it here, right? Like, I'm excited, don't get me wrong. I'm more talking the team of, like, let's not think everything is fine. I think two things I think have been wonderful. One, the goaltending. Lion is 6-0 in this run. He's been exceptional. Then Lukanen, in his one start in this, was phenomenal. He lets up one goal against New Jersey, and outside of that, he keeps them in the game in the first and then makes the timely saves throughout the game. They dominate most of the second period and third period, but he was great. And then the other thing is, Derek, and we've talked about this a lot, both with Paul and then our, you know, both on air, off air, the whole thing, their road woes. They're not 500 on the road yet, but boy, have they figured it out. Most of this win streak has been on the road.
Five wins on the road during this winning streak is important because they entered the Western Canada trip with two road wins. And then halfway through the Western Canada trip, they still had two road wins.
Mm-hmm.
Then they close it out with three, more than double it, and then they've added a couple more on there for good measure. The goalie thing, I'll tell you right now. Like, the coach has mismanaged it a little bit. But all of a sudden, Colton Ellis gets hurt, and you have a two-goalie rotation, and the goalies are playing better. Who would have thunk it? This is why you don't regularly carry three goaltenders.
Yeah.
Because you mess up the flow of every single one of them.
Mm-hmm. 803-0550, the number to call. I want to jump on, give your thoughts. It does suck, though, that we've now hit the Christmas break. Like this is the part that sucks, and I
They'll
was wondering.
Be back in 4 days.
Oh,
the last time they had a 4 day break, they did just fine.
But like,
oddly enough,
I am sitting here going like, oh no, am I going to now hate the Olympics because the Sabres may have really gotten themselves back into it?
When is that break?
And then we're off for a little while. That's something I'm thinking about.
That's in February.
I know. But I'm sitting here going like, don't get hot or don't have one of those runs where you're on, and then it's a problem. Now you bring up, it's a 4 day break. It's nothing crazy, but it's one of those where I like that they've just had to keep playing, keep going the whole thing. They've had to go on this run. They haven't practiced a ton. They've just had to just kind of react. I think that's been the best thing for them. It's a short break. It's not going to be anything crazy. I just would love if the league was back on Friday, not Saturday.
I will say it, but the Sabres did this. They had that long layoff.
Mm-hmm.
And in the first period against Philadelphia at home, they look like a team that hadn't played in 4 days. Good news is the rest of the league is going to be right with you.
Right. It's not like you're the team that
you're
is
not
like,
the
oh,
only.
Okay.
Like, you're not the team with that. I cannot contain my excitement because I'm one of those goofy Sabres fans that's ready to get hurt every single time that they show some sort of promise.
And you're honest about it, and I respect that.
Yeah,
with you.
I have a problem. That's just how I am. That's who I am. I can't deny my flaws. You're denying your flaws out there. Don't do it. Accept your problems. Know who you are. But I kept saying it, Zach, this year. If not good, be different. You combine during this win streak right now, a monumental move in the front office into this, and an aggressive general manager. You already mentioned it. You have the confidence that if the cracks start showing, or if they continue to build on this, you have a GM that might properly acknowledge, I got to strike when the iron's hot. The trade deadline is far more fascinating this year than it has been in years past.
I mean, maybe ever as a Sabres fan.
Or should I properly say, the weeks leading up to the trade deadline, because that's how it goes nowadays.
It's a lot of it, yeah.
I mean, Quinn Hughes got traded in December. But that's my big thing, is that there's a lot of opportunity here to continue to make some noise. Because after the Dallas game, you've got Columbus, Vancouver, New York at home, who is a travesty at home.
The Rangers, I was going to bring this up. Yeah, their January schedule is also... Again, it's not like the Sabres are a super team where we're like, oh, you should kill them. But it's
managed. It toughens up after that. Anaheim, Florida, Philadelphia, Montreal.
But it's manageable games early to where you're like, okay, cool. We're not like at Colorado, you know, to start this whole thing. Or really now like another Edmonton game where you got to play them again or anything like that where you're just like, cool, we're going to run into a buzzsaw here. Just be thrilled with a point or, God forbid, it's close. You know, they do have nicer games. And also, too, you fixed up the road woes to a certain extent that I'm not sitting here seeing visitor in Buffalo and going, well, that's a loss.
You want to really show me the season's different? I'm going to circle the calendar date Monday, January 19th at 1:30 p.m. Can you win in Carolina?
Now you're asking for a lot.
Hey, I yelled out an incredibly wackadoo scream to start the show. Yes, I'm asking for a lot.
803-0550, again, the number to call. I want to jump on, give your thoughts. Sal Capaccio coming up in just about 5 or so minutes. Bills and Eagles this Sunday. The Bills did have a walkthrough practice, no injury report, but a bunch of guys we do know did not take part. But we'll go to the phones here first, and Jerry is up first this segment. Jerry, how are we doing this morning?
We're doing well. You know, one of the things about this team, in the earlier show it mentioned it, that we don't shoot the puck particularly well. Mm-hmm. And that comes maybe with the group being really young and that it takes strength to have an NHL shot. And you can't be 20 years old and 180 pounds and 6'1". It's a maturity thing. You know, very few kids come out of the juniors or college and can shoot the puck like they need to shoot at this level. But with that said, I think that just says, well, you got to score more dirty goals. And this team makes one too many passes all the time. Last night, the Bowen goal was an anomaly in that, you know, it was a cute pass, one-timer across the rink. We rarely score on those. There were 6 or 7 times in last night's game. A couple times it was Bowen. A couple times it was Power. Where there's chances to shoot, Quinn does it too, and they don't. They try some backdoor cute thing that never works because the skill level isn't there. You know, that's what's been missing from this team, is we're not hard to play against. Our big players don't play big. The only people that play big are Krebs and Benson, who are tiny players. Our enforcer, we have this joke with friends of mine that Krebs is our enforcer. And that can't work that way. I think we need more dirty goals and, you know, Zucker-type goals and guys that are in that area. We don't have enough of those because we're way too cute sometimes.
I would 1,000% agree with that, Jerry. Thanks for the call.
That's where I also I like, because he brings up Zucker. It's why I also have loved Josh Doan since getting here.
And that was the other player I was going to mention.
That crashes the net, and it's just like, nope, this is where I hang out.
This is where we do this.
I'm going to tip pass the whole thing. I will also say, and like this is something, and this is why I was mentioning the cracks in the foundation, what have you. They are incredible on the penalty kill and with the goaltending. They're, after last night, they're second in the league in terms of that percentage.
Yes.
Jerry, though, brings up the too cute, taking up chances, the whole thing. Yeah, they're 16th in shooting percentage. You know, they're 16th in goals for. You know, they're not really getting a ton there. I'd say the guy that has the most elite shot on the team is probably Tage Thompson. I think this is where they are missing someone like a Yuri Kulik, who is developing that and developing as one of the premier goal scorers. You are missing that. And then, talk about missing, this is a team that does miss the net a ton and has for years.
Thompson and Tuck in particular do this. But Jerry brings up the youth, and I think that's a very good point here because, you know, I see it out of Peyton Krebs on a nightly basis where, like, he'll try to force a pass through two or three guys like he did so successfully.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
In junior, and that was because he was just better than everybody else. Benson does like to look for the pass more than the shot now. He has turned into a facilitator. So yeah, those guys are going to frustrate you. Dahlin will do it sometimes. Honestly, I would like him to shoot through the traffic on the power play. Like, find your lane and pick it. But that also doesn't mean that every time that he's holding onto it at the top of the formation in the power play, that doesn't mean that he's just trying to find the cutesy play. It might just be him looking for a shooting lane and it's just not
there. It's just not there.
So there might be a better play somewhere. Power. We'll see what happens here the rest of the season with Owen Power. But this is an opportunity, again. And it's a young team. Again. They're one of the youngest teams in the league. Again. They've also played a lot of games together now. Like, physically mature, I will agree with that one. I think Jerry brings up a great point there. But you've played enough hockey games in the National Hockey League to know what you got to do.
Right. And we've
So it's a mindset thing.
We've talked about this. Yeah, we've talked about this probably 2 years now where it's like, they're young in age. Not really young in experience anymore. 803-0550, the number to call. We mentioned it. Sal Capaccio coming up after this quick timeout. Bills kind of had a bit of a weird practice schedule this week. They had a walkthrough yesterday. I think they're practicing today as well. No media off Thursday, and then we're going to be back Friday. It's going to be weird when we're actually going to get an injury report, though. McDermott speaking with the media yesterday, we did get basically one, and a number of guys missed, including Josh Allen, though. Doesn't seem to be any worries there. Steve Brumell coming up at 11:30, talking Bandits. We're doing that weekly Bandits segment here as well. Bandits haven't played since. They're playing on the 28th, but they did have a special night last night as well, so we'll get more on that. And then primetime players as well coming up at 11 o'clock. A lot going on in the NHL, the NFL, and college basketball as well. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, here on a wonderful, sunny Christmas Eve here in Buffalo, New York. You're listening to WGR.
It's Sal Capaccio.
Filling up right behind the Bills bench right now with their flags and their hey, 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 hey. Hey, 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 hey. Let's go Buffalo chant.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Let's go Buffalo. The Bills make me wanna shout.
Rolling along here on a Wednesday, a sunny Christmas Eve here in our Amherst studio. Some people don't love that, though. I know a lot of people are like, no, I need a white Christmas here, all right? It better start snowing in about 20 minutes.
I say be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, I am not that person.
I'm the balancing act on that one. Like, I do appreciate the ambiance. But also,
right.
Tomorrow's Christmas. It's Christmas Eve.
We got time.
We got time. We got plenty of time.
Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline. Sal, are you someone that needs a white Christmas, or you're like, if it's warm, that's better?
No, I would prefer a white Christmas.
Okay.
It'd be nice, but
there's time.
It was chilly out today. Took the dog for a walk, and I mean, there's still some snow on the ground. Most of it's been melted. I would prefer a nice snow globe white Christmas whenever possible.
Mm-hmm. Nothing too crazy.
None of that pesky wind. I'm with you on that.
Pesky wind. Sal, the Bills did have, I'm going to put in quotes, a practice yesterday. It was a walkthrough. We weren't getting an injury update, but McDermott did give you guys, the media, a lot of names that weren't going to take part, one of which is Josh Allen. However, to kind of just, it doesn't seem to be any worries. It does sound like he's going to play on Sunday.
Yeah, from both McDermott and Josh Allen, mm-hmm. It sounds like he's going to play. He's still dealing with the foot injury. He did not practice yesterday. It was only a walkthrough. McDermott said that Mitch Trubisky would get to work during the walkthrough. We spoke with Josh after. He spoke to the media, and, he didn't give any indication that he was at all in danger of not playing on Sunday. I think the question is what he's able to do or not able to do. Obviously, it's still, something when you have to get x-rays on a foot and, talk about swelling up and all that, something to monitor. So, we'll see if he runs it all, what they do, how they handle him on Sunday, but expect him fully to be out there, obviously.
Another guy that piqued my interest a little bit, Sal, is Dalton Kincaid. We're at that point now in the season, and with his season in particular, that he's going to be on the injury report. We're going to kind of be constantly monitoring that. McDermott did, though, mention that it's a bit of injury management after having a bit of a small setback. So, number one, how'd you feel about that? And then where are we at kind of with Kincaid at this point?
Yeah, I mean, but I think that when he said the setback part, it was more about like over the last couple of weeks. It mm-hmm. wasn't like necessarily the last couple of days.
Okay.
And I say that because remember last week he kind of showed up on the injury report and didn't practice a couple of days, right?
Yeah.
Like, well, what happened? And I think that's what he's referring to. Now, sure, there could be something in the meantime, but he did play on Sunday. Obviously, there was no production there. They did throw it to him one time. He didn't get a lot of reps, a lot of snaps. McDermott, if you're in the room there, and I know that like if you read the transcript, you kind of hear him. It sounds different. He basically was like, look, it's, and he was looking over to kind of at the PR director to kind of see like how they were terming it and what the words they were using were. And he wanted to kind of make sure he got it right, which is injury management. He's just saying they're managing the injury right now. It's really nothing that's happening new for Dalton Kincaid. It's more of, hey, this has been a problem all year, something that they've been dealing with, and they're managing through this as best as possible.
Sal, when it comes to Philadelphia, this is going to be a team that, they've been very frustrating despite being the reigning Super Bowl champs. If you ask anybody in Philadelphia, apparently it's a season that they want to forget. But they do pose a lot of problems, in particular that defense, when it comes to how they're able to game plan and how stout they can be against the run.
Yeah, I think they've had some games there this year. They've been a little leaky, though, a little bit as of late. I'm going to go back and look at their rankings.
I do believe Jalen Carter's injury and surgery is going to be something of a factor there.
Yeah, for sure. I just think they've been really consistent on both sides of the ball, mm-hmm. especially on offense, though. But you're right. I mean, defensively, they have dudes, right? They have guys, and they can really put you in a position where you're fighting for everything you can get. Over the last few games, they've been much better against the run. They had a stretch there where they allowed, 6 yards a carry to Chicago. It's not too bad. 4.4 to the Chargers, not bad. Last two games, though, 3.5 yards a carry against the Raiders, 3.5 yards a carry against the Commanders. Now, these aren't necessarily the best rushing teams in the league,
right?
But they've done a nice job. So I think it will be very tough on the Bills, obviously, to get the run game going like they have in a lot of other games. But this is what the Bills do. The Bills are the number one rushing team in the league, and they're going to lean into their run. And especially with Josh Allen being a little bit hobbled here, I do think that that's got to be their ticket to kind of attack Philadelphia, other than the last couple of weeks. Now, look at Philadelphia the last couple of weeks. They've looked much more like the Super Bowl champions that we know. In fact, they've scored 70 points. It's 70-18. They've outscored the Raiders and Commanders. But really, for the most part this year, especially since probably like week five, they haven't been putting up a ton of points. 19, 15, 21, 16, 10. They won a stretch of 5 games where their highest total was 21, and that was when they got that against Dallas and then blew the 21-point lead. So this is a team that we know has the capabilities, know they have the firepower, but it's also a team right now that has a lot of inconsistencies like the Bills do.
Yeah, and so Sal, you mentioned that too. One of my favorite comments from McDermott yesterday was he kind of just wanted to like push back on like any of the numbers because we're talking about the Bills' rushing attack, but the Eagles' rushing attack this year a little bit stunning. They're kind of middle of the pack in most team rushing statistics. And yet McDermott yesterday was like, yeah, I know what the numbers say. Don't care. That's a really good running team, and we're going to have to focus on it. And that makes sense to me.
Of course. I mean, they have Saquon Barkley. We know how incredible he is, right? There's no doubt about that. But they're not running, you know, as efficiently as they have the last couple of years. There's no doubt about that, especially last year, I should say. But that being said, still over 120 yards a game. A little bit lower on the yards per carry total, 4.2. But this is a team that can really, you know, bust out a big run at any point. They have a very strong, as we know, quarterback that in short yardage situations, he's very tough, tush push or otherwise. And we know that, you know, they've Saquon Barkley who can, you know, take it to the house from anywhere on the field. So this is going to be a team that's going to probably look to run the ball against the Bills, knowing the Bills rushing, you know, defensive rushing struggles this year. I wouldn't be surprised if that is their game plan coming into this game, where they're going to say they're going to try to attack the Bills on the ground.
Yeah. Sal Capaccio here on the Western Hotline. Also, real quick on that defense as well. You know, we've given a lot of, and I'm saying, the media talking the NFL, have talked a lot about the Eagles' offense and the inconsistencies. A.J. Brown, and is he upset? What's going on there? What have you. That defense, though, Sal, and you're right to mention they've been a little more leaky the last few weeks with Jalen Carter and such out. They've only given up 30-plus points once this year, and it's to a Giants team that, I mean, it's going to happen every now and then, but outside of that, since their bye in Week 9, they've had three games where they've given up 10 or less points, 7 against the Packers, 9 against the Lions, and then, of course, they shut out the Raiders. This is an incredible defensive unit.
Yeah, for sure. And the Bills are going to have their work cut out for them. So we'll see exactly what happens. I'm interested in how the Bills structure their lineup. You know, we saw a couple of healthy inactives last week at wide receiver, and Gabe Davis and Keon Coleman. Are those guys going to be up? Dalton Kincaid's injury and management situation, how they're going to do that. So this is going to be a tough challenge for the Bills. There's no doubt about that. And especially, again, given Josh Allen with his foot injury and how he progresses through the week is going to dictate a lot of that.
So, Sal, now looking to today, because we've mentioned it's a little bit of a weird sort of schedule with, of course, Christmas being tomorrow. Just real quick, what is the plan for today? Is there a practice going on? And is the media going to even be there if there is one?
Well, I don't know if the team is going to be out doing anything because they did yesterday, but we won't be there. There's no media availability. Okay. So nothing today. Again, tomorrow, no media availability. So really the only time we will get an injury update today, though, it is
okay.
Because the NFL, just how it works, really, it doesn't matter if they practice or not.
Mm-hmm.
If you play on Sunday, the team puts out an injury report on Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. I mean, that's just how it goes. If you play on Saturday, it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It basically backs up to that many days. So we will get an injury report from the Bills today at some point today, an official one. Now, it'll probably be some sort of walkthrough, an estimation, or they didn't practice. Here's an estimation, something like that. Same thing tomorrow. We'll get an injury report. And then Friday, Sean McDermott will join me here on the Extra Point Show, and we'll get our final injury designations for the week. Josh Allen, of course, we're watching. I think Jordan Poyer's an interesting one to watch. He has the hamstring injury. I mean, at his age, the fact that they're in the playoffs, I wouldn't be stunned at all if Jordan Poyer doesn't play this week. We'll see where the week goes with him. Daquan Jones is on this list. Joey Bosa didn't practice yesterday. So there's a lot of names to kind of watch out for here.
I'm glad you mentioned Poyer there, Sal, because with the safety depth chart being tested as often as it has been this year, who would be the next players up? I mean, Jordan Hancock has rotated in. Cam Lewis is a versatile player that they like sometimes to play at safety if it's needed there. Who would be the players you'd project to be up there at safety next to Cole Bishop if Poyer cannot go?
Judging by what happened last week when he went out of the game, it's probably Cam Lewis. But I certainly would keep the door open for Jordan Hancock to get run there. And even Darnell Savage, you know, if they want to put Darnell Savage back there and see what he can offer. Because, you know, he can be a guy that can play a little bit in the slot. He can be versatile. He's kind of like in that Cam Lewis, Jordan Hancock mold. So they kind of got a few of these guys they can do that with. So interested to see. They did re-sign MJ Devonshire to the practice squad yesterday. Now he's a corner. So that tells me you're probably moving someone like Cam Lewis. He's more of a slot. So you move Cam Lewis then out of the slot to put him more at safety for the week. And then you have somebody to fill in for the practice squad reps and everything else you need at the corner spot and the slot corner spot. So we'll see where it goes with Jordan Poyer this week. But I wouldn't be surprised at any of those three. My guess, first inclination would be Cam Lewis because he's the one that went in for him last week.
All right, Sal, just a few more things here. I know we got something special, of course, that you do every year. We'll get to that here in a moment. But, of course, it is the holiday season, Christmas tomorrow. Any big plans, or is it going to be more of a kickback, relax, and try to watch what is going to expected to be football games but may not be?
Yeah, for tomorrow, yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. We have a Max wants to watch The Grinch tonight, so we'll hang out and watch The Grinch tonight before Santa makes his trip to the Capaccio household. We'll do that. We have a little family – doing our own little cooking here together, and I don't know what it's called. It's not fondue. We did fondue one year, but there's another thing, and there's some sort of cooking thing that we have in the house that we're gonna be doing together. And I don't cook that much at all, really. So mm-hmm. I make like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. So whenever time we cook, it's kind of like it's a new thing to me, right, to get involved with that. But it's cool. So we'll do that tonight, and then head over to my mom's house tomorrow, and yeah, we'll spend some time with family and watch some football. How about you guys?
I am just hanging out with some puppies, and maybe I might not watch those games. Those are not good games.
I haven't looked at the NBA schedule, so I might find my way there. But boy, the NFL games are rough.
I might not watch those games. I'm glad because, like, I feel like the lineup for the Netflix games and Amazon Prime, first of all, they're punching air. But second of all, it's a really good opportunity to reconnect with your family.
Yeah, I mean, don't you think that Netflix, is it Netflix where the Chiefs game is on? Don't you think they wish they could flex out of that at this point?
100%.
They're punching air, Sal.
Oh, you know? Man.
By the way, did you say puppies? This is our first. Yes. This will be Bernie's first Christmas with us.
Oh, there we go.
Wonderful.
There we go. Bernie. Now I need pictures, Sal.
Yeah, for sure. It'll be Bernie's first Christmas. He's a Great Pyrenees Mountain Dog. He's huge. We love him. He's only he's less than a year old. This is his first Christmas.
Oh, very nice.
Yes, the big boys. The big boys that are always the lap dogs, right, Sal?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My gosh. Yeah, gentle giant for sure.
And then, yeah, for me, it's we're going over to my cousin's house. A little bit of driving in the morning, but then we're just hanging out and we're all going to...
All three new dogs.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And
love
this,
it.
Yeah, this
you've
is
got
my...
You've got Armani.
My dad's dog, Armani. Yeah. It's his first Christmas. We got him
Oliver.
2 weeks ago, about? Yep. Yeah.
I've got Oliver, and then Sal's got...
Look at that.
Look at that.
At least it's not yet their first 4th of July's. We got some time there.
Yeah, we got
a
brace for that.
But Sal, I know, of course, you do something special every year. 'Twas the night before Buffalo Sports Christmas. So we'll give you the floor here before we let you go.
You got it, guys. All right, thank you. Here we go. I don't know. Does Dan know? Is Dan going to play a little music? Got to put a little music underneath there. There it is. Christmas music. There we go. Thank you, Dan. All right. 'Twas the night before Christmas throughout all of Buffalo, waking up to our Sabres winning 7 in a row. The year started out like a couple others before, a title game in KC, but the wrong end of the final score. It took 2 wins at home for the Bills to get that far, so they dominated Bo Nix, then turned over Lamar. Out in Arrowhead, they certainly had their shot, and things might have been different if not for that 4th down spot. Josh Allen finally got his hardware, forever joining the MVP winners. Then he tied the knot with that famous actress from Sinners. They drafted Max Harrison, that kid can really scoot. Then paid Cook, Shakir, Bernard, Benford, and Groot. After the draft, all the wide receiver talk was still there, so the GM brought the heat when he joined Jeremy and Joe on air. A new season brought new faces, but some old familiar sights, like Gabe Davis, Big Phil, Jordan Poyer, and Trey White. Sunday Night Football kicked off the final year at Highmark. New memories soon to be built across the street in Orchard Park. Downtown is where the Sabres play, and they wanted to set a new tone. They traded away JJ and got back Kesselring and Doan. The team started their second season under head coach Lindy Ruff, but another slow start meant breaking the drought would be tough. Midway through December, and not a lot was shining, so Kevin Adams was fired and replaced by Kekalainen. They had a lot of injuries early and were playing a bunch of subs, but then they got hot and started stacking the dubs. Jarmo made quick changes, hiring hockey vets to his staff, giving some real hope they'll no longer be a laugh. Now it's exciting to wonder what 2026 may hold. Will we finally see playoff hockey for the boys in blue and gold? The Sabres roommates at KeyBank keep winning the whole darn thing. Our Bandits did it again, winning their 3rd straight ring. There was another champion in Buffalo for the entire country to see. The UB women's hoops team took home the NIT. Now George Halkovich's men are off to a blazing hot start. There's a resurgence of local college hoops, and they're playing a big part. Down at Bona, they're just so consistent under head coach Mark Schmidt. He dove into the portal and found guys who just fit. Now those coaches are showing what their programs can do, not even the new year, and both are 11-2. In October, we saw a World Series just a bit to the north. The Blue Jays won 3 games, but couldn't get the 4th. Now we start the cycle over and get ready for another year. 12 months from now, there will be plenty new to cheer. But don't look too far ahead. There's really no reason, because the Bills are in the playoffs for a 7th straight season. 3 wins on the road would be quite the playoff hat trick. This could be the year with no Joe Burrow, Lamar, or Patrick. So buckle up, fans. We may be in for quite the ride. The next few weeks is when the Bills hit their stride. A new year is on deck, with more champions to be made. 2026, the year of the Buffalo Parade. Happy holidays.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Beautifully done, Sal.
Well done, Sal. I kind of want that to be plural. That'd be fun. The first one's the trial run.
Sal, happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you and yours, and we'll talk again soon.
You got it. You got it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Sal. Happy holidays, man. Sal Capaccio there on the Western Hotline. And, hey, it's good to have that back, the night before Buffalo Christmas, because I heard Sal earlier with Joe, and he said he didn't do it last year because things were just going on, mm-hmm. a little too much going on, and, you know, good to have it back. We're all back. Vibes are up, baby.
I do love it just because it's always a reminder. Like, immediately when you started back at the playoffs, I was like, all right, yeah. Like, I forgot. Yep, like, this is going to be. I love it. I love it every
year. It is the harsh reminder that, yeah, it never has started very easily with the new years, because that's typically when the Bills are painfully removed from postseasons.
803-0550, the number to call. We got to get a quick timeout here. We've got primetime players coming up at 11:30 as well. We'll get some Bandits talking. Steve Bermel will join us then. Until then, though, you can jump in, give your thoughts on the Sabre 7-game win streak, the Bills playing the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday, looking to help out their playoff seeding any way they can. The Eagles, though, can't do too much on Sunday. We'll hit a quick timeout. We'll be right back. You're listening to WGR. Welcome back, everyone. Wrapping up hour number one here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a very sunny Christmas Eve here in our Amherst studios. Hope you're having a great day. Hope you're not working either. Like, hope you have, like,
yeah, hope you're not doing what we're doing.
Christmas off. That'd be really nice.
That'd be really nice. You know what else is nice?
a chance to take your game day to the next level when you enter online at WGR550.com to have a chance to win $300 tailgate tray certificate from Alibaba Kebab to feed 12 football fans. Every Friday, a winner will be announced during Football Friday with Chopin Bulldog. Fire up your taste buds at any of their three locations. There's still a couple games left.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you get that done as well. Zach, we mentioned a bit of a quieter Christmas plans, you know, when we're just on with Sal.
The best.
I'm probably skipping some of these games because they're just not worth watching.
I meant to look at the NBA schedule.
You know, I'm going to watch the best Christmas movie that there is. Empire Strikes Back.
Okay, we can't call that a Christmas movie.
It's on Hoth. There's snow. Clearly it's Christmas.
I'll get there with the Star Wars Holiday Special, which was like axed from the universe for like 30 years there. I'll get there with that. Nope, not on Empire Strikes Back.
Clearly, it starts out at Hoth where they're on a snow planet. Duh. I'm obviously messing with everybody here.
I've been debating. So for those that also take part, Stranger Things, part two of the last season comes out tomorrow. I'm not like the biggest Stranger Things fan, but I'm there for like the cultural moment.
It's weird that I'm not into it because there's a lot of D&D references within that show, and it makes it within pop culture, and yet I don't really care for it.
Yeah, I think it's a good show. I think it's well outlasted. It's welcome here.
Right.
But I'm here for the cultural moment. My girlfriend's a big fan of it, and we're spending Christmas Eve together. I think she wants to watch it today. I think, but the only problem is it doesn't come out until like midnight on Christmas, or even, I think, maybe even 3 a.m. Eastern.
Take your nap.
So, well, no. This is where I'm pushing National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. It is my favorite Christmas movie. I'm not the biggest comedy person. I laugh every time I watch that movie. Doesn't matter. It's either that or one of the Santa Claus movies. I mentioned that yesterday. Those are like the two I go to every time. I'm gonna try to push that. We're going to have to start early, I think, just sending message. Be like, hey, by the way, I don't think it comes out till 3 a.m. So what should we do instead?
Being with my family for Christmas, though, I can guarantee you right now, I'm not going to have any say on what is on the television.
Just
because my mother is a huge Christmas person, so there will be Christmas movies on instead, and probably allowing me the chance to be like, "Oh no, shucks, I can't watch the bad football games." No. Oh man,
it's going to be Christmas Story, Godfather. What else? The Harry Potter movies. Those are going to be on all day tomorrow. 803-0550, the number to call. We've got primetime players coming up. We've also got some Bandits talk as well in hour number two. We'll get to all that when we come back. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.